Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. One thing we haven't heard enough of on Rock and or Roll is the acoustic guitar, but I absolutely love the acoustic guitar. That's mostly what I play and write songs on, and there's really nothing I like more than a great acoustic song. Many of them are downers, it's true, but really, what kind of a song is better than a song that triggers emotions? Sometimes all it takes is a stark, simple song to make you feel something. So on this episode, I'm going to play some of my very favorite acoustic-based songs. And most of these songs are sad, but they aren't necessarily sad to listen to. I just really appreciate the effectiveness of a great melody and the way a singer and a song can communicate emotions. It's a language all its own, and like I said, when a song makes you feel, well, what more can you ask for? So these are some of my very favorite acoustic songs.
Yellow is the color of my true love's hair in the morning. When we rise in the morning, when we rise, that's the time I love the best. Blue's the color of the sky in the morning, when we rise in the morning. When we rise, that's the time I love the best. Green's the color of the sparkling corn in the morning. When we rise, in the morning. When we rise, that's the time I love the best. Mellow is the feeling that I get when I see her. Mm-hmm. When I see her. Uh-huh. That's the time I love the best. Freedom is a word I rarely use without thinking. Mm-hmm. Without thinking. Mm-hmm. Of the time when I've been low.
Donovan began his career, I guess, as sort of the British Dylan. And like Dylan, his early material was very folky, just acoustic guitars, but his sound and style changed more quickly and more drastically than Dylan's changed, and soon Donovan was putting out stuff like Mellow Yellow and The Hurdy-Gurdy Man. But my favorite Donovan material, by far, are his early folk singles. Like the song we just heard, his second single from 1965, a song called Colors with a U, C-O-L-O-U-R-S. Let's hear one more early Donovan song. This song was actually the B-side to his very first single, Catch the Wind. This is a song by Donovan called Why Do You Treat Me Like You Do?
Treat me like you do. Hey, 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 you treat me like you do. There's just as many geese and they're flying down south as there are lies just pouring out of your mouth. Hey, 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 why do you treat me like you do? You say that you're a young gal, I guess that's your big excuse. But sometimes I get so low down, I wanna shout out, what's the use? When you've been loving someone else, you don't try to hide. You take me for a fool, then you take me for a ride. Hey, 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 why do you treat me like you do? Oh, you see my face, gal, with the tears all down my mouth. You came up, you held my hand, gal, you don't know what it's all about. I seen you going out, there was nothing I could say. I hung around your house till the very break of day, and you came laughing down the bright highway. Now why do you treat me like you do? My mornings, they're all empty now. My evenings, they're just the same. Now maybe I've been thinking wrong about your gal, and you ain't really the one to blame. Keep on loving someone else, now don't you try to hide. You can take me for a fool if it keeps you satisfied. 'Cause I ain't gonna be the one to ask the reason why do you treat me like you do.
This next song is one of my favorite songs ever, and also probably one of the saddest songs ever written. Will Oldham moved to Hollywood right out of high school to pursue a career in acting. He played a major role in the John Sayles film Matawan, which starred Chris Cooper and James Earl Jones, but Oldham quickly became disillusioned with the film industry and started pursuing his songwriting instead. He released his first two albums under the moniker The Palace Brothers, and those two records are mostly acoustic and they are very dark records. The second Palace Brothers album, Days in the Wake, opens with the song that I'm about to play. Oldham released a couple more records using the Palace name, such as Palace Songs and then Palace Music, but eventually he started releasing most of his music as Bonnie Prince Billy. There are a lot of great Will Oldham songs, but this one is still my favorite. From Days in the Wake from 1994, this is a song called You Will Miss Me When I Burn.
It is longing that I be missed or to be real when you have no one. No one can hurt you when you have no one. No one can hurt you. Will you miss me when I burn? And will you close the other's eyes? It would be such a favor if you would blind them. There is absence, there is lack, there are bound. You will miss me when I turn around. When you have no one, no one can hurt you. When you have no one, no one can hurt you.
Roy Harper is a British folk artist who began his music career in 1964. He was name-dropped by Led Zeppelin on their third album, Led Zeppelin 3, with a song called Hats Off to Roy Harper. Let's hear a song from Roy Harper's very first album, Sophisticated Beggar, released by a small label called Science Friction in 1966. Only a few thousand copies of that original pressing actually exist. This is a song by Roy Harper called Girly.
Make me your love petal, yes. Can't tell us all the truth.
Up next is an artist who, after hearing that last song, was clearly heavily influenced by Roy Harper, a guy named Nick Drake. Nick Drake's third album, Pink Moon, is a very stark acoustic album, minus the production flourishes that sometimes helped, sometimes hurt his first two records. Pink Moon, of course, was Drake's last album. It sold less than 5,000 copies at the time, and unfortunately, 2 years after the album's release, Nick Drake died. Let's hear the last song on the last album by Nick Drake, a song called From the Morning.
Day one stormed, and it was beautiful. Day one stormed from the ground. Then the night she fell, and the air was beautiful. The night she fell. Look, see the days, the endless colored ways. Go play the game that you learned from the morning. And now we rise. We are everywhere. And now we rise from the ground. See, she flies. She is everywhere. See, she flies all around. Look, see the sights, the endless summer nights. Go play the game that you learned from the morning.
The Raymond Brake were a North Carolina indie rock band that released one full-length record in 1995 on Simple Machine Records, and it's pretty standard 90s indie rock, but there's one song that really stands out, an absolutely brilliant folk song, in my opinion, called The Long Sleep.
Drifting off for weeks, feel high.
There are two Tom Waits CDs that came out in the early 90s called The Early Years, Volumes 1 and 2, which are made up of presumably demo recordings done by Waits prior to the recording of his first two albums, Closing Time and The Heart of Saturday Night. And these are highly recommended CDs. Great, great stuff. Mostly just Tom Waits with either an acoustic guitar or a piano. Let's hear one of my favorites from Volume 2, a great stark acoustic song by Tom Waits called So It Goes.
If I was a seagull, high and aloof, I'd sail to your house and perch on your roof. But I ain't a seagull. You know my name, and the winds blow fortune. So it goes, nobody knows how to get to the sky, how to get to the sky. Well, if I was a puppet dog,
singer-songwriter Steve Forbert would have a top 20 hit with a song called Romeo's Tune from his second album, Jackrabbit Slim, but I prefer Forbert's first album, Alive on Arrival, which came out a year earlier in 1978, and especially I prefer this song by Steve Forbert called Thinkin'.
So much till you're stranded behind. Don't you go thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking so much till you're losing your mind. There's so many depressions all plowed in your brain. Trace them too far and they'll drive you insane. You're twisted so tight now you hardly can talk. Get out in the daylight and go for a walk. And don't you go thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking so much till you're stranded behind. Don't you go thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking so much till you're losing your mind. All the tension inside has gone through to your face. You're flashing your madness all over the place. You stand in the hallway and try to explain. I look in your eyes, I see shackles and chains. Oh.
Some notion you've misunderstood. You're trying so hard, can't you tell it's no good? You analyze everything into a no. You're falling apart, you got nothing to show. Hey, hey, oh, no, don't you go thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking so much till you're stranded behind. Don't you go thinking and thinking and thinking and thinking so much till you're losing your mind. Ow!
John Prine is another great singer-songwriter. He's had a long career. 14 or 15 albums, something like that. I would highly recommend his albums like Sweet Revenge, Bruised Orange, Storm Windows is great. But I'm going to play an acoustic song from John Prine's second album, Diamonds in the Rough. It came out in 1972. This is a song by John Prine called Sour Grapes.
I don't care if the sun don't shine, but the better off people will wonder. No man, if it ever quits raining, except the kids are afraid of the thunder. See sour grapes, you can laugh and stare. See sour grapes, I don't care. Couldn't care less if I didn't have a friend. Some people would say I was crazy. It wouldn't work, cause I don't need money. Except the same folks say I was lazy. Say sour grapes, you can laugh and stare. Say sour grapes, but I don't care. Come back, I was gonna leave her anyway. And all the good times that we shared don't mean a thing today. Say sour grapes, you can laugh and stare. Say sour grapes, but I don't care.
Daniel Johnston is a brilliant songwriter, but also a very troubled soul. Thus, his songs have never really been properly recorded or presented to an audience. But if you give his songs a listen, it becomes pretty clear, pretty fast, that he's a genius. I'll probably do an entire episode about Daniel Johnston eventually, but for now, let's hear a song from his major label album, Fun, which was really Paul Leary's failed attempt, in my opinion, failed attempt at helping Daniel make a professional sounding record. But this is a great song from that album by Daniel Johnston called Silly Love.
I've come this far and I know I can make it. I've got a broken heart and you can't break up. broken heart. I come knocking at your door. You don't love me anymore, but I just can't give up, 'cause I don't know what to do about it. You must be wrong if you think you don't love me. You could smile down and put a happy ending to my song. I come knocking at your door. You don't live there anymore. Is it just a memory, or am I a little crazy for you? If there's no love, I just can't believe it. I got a broken mind and only you can relieve it. I don't remember who you are. Are you someone that I saw? 'Cause I really am confused, but I think that I still love you.
Chris Harford is a singer-songwriter who grew up in New Jersey. He was in a Boston band in the 80s called Three Colors, and then in 1992, he released an amazing album on Elektra Records called Beheaded, two words. And this is a song from that album, Beheaded, by Chris Harford. I love this song. It's called You Know Me the Best.
Knows I can play kick the can, 'cause she's known me from way back when. My brother knows me inside out, like my sisters know I can scream and shout. My father knows that I hate math tests. My mother knew someday I'd fly her nest. But more than all the rest, you know me the best. Some girls know how I like to laugh, like Etta knew I like to bubble back. My friends know I roam through all my moods, and Maggie knows I lie, even if his jokes are crude. More than all the rest, you know me the best. I knew you.
like a builder to her nest.
Grandpa Boy is an alias that former replacement Paul Westerberg has used on three releases so far, beginning with a self-titled EP that came out in 1997. And this is a song from that EP, Grandpa Boy, a song called Lush and Green. David Garza is a singer-songwriter from Austin. I played his song Crown of Thorns on a previous episode. Garza was originally in a popular early 90s Austin band called Twang Twang Shaka Boom. Then, prior to the release of his major label debut, This Euphoria, which came out in 1998, Garza locally released on his own an EP called The Four-Track Manifesto. And I was living in Austin at the time and working at a record store, which is why I have this EP, which includes an acoustic song I've always loved by David Garza called The Perfect Tear.
Are you ready for the love? That's why I'm here. Fill your eye with the perfect tear. Are you ready for love? And have no fear. I'll baptize you with the perfect tear. Cry.
till you die, and you can die no more. That's such a life, such a life, such a life. I can't just let it die like you want me to. That's such a life, such a life, such a life. I can't just let it die, and neither can you.
The Neutral Milk Hotel album In the Aeroplane Over the Sea from 1998 is a much revered cult classic, and for good reason. The title track is an amazing acoustic song, and so is this one, a song by Neutral Milk Hotel called King of Carrot Flowers Part 1. The Mountain Goats is a songwriting vehicle for John Darnielle, and I've been a fan going all the way back to when he was just releasing cassettes recorded on a boombox. And in fact, I think this song was also recorded on a boombox, even though this one came out on vinyl originally. This is a song by the Mountain Goats from a 1995 album called Sweden. I really love this song. It's called The Recognition Scene.
Gobbled it all up greedily on our 3-month line. could not break the cold. We had hot caramel sticking to our teeth. The only love I've ever known burning underneath. I'm gonna miss you when you're gone. I'm gonna miss you when you're gone. I'm gonna miss you when you're gone.
Before he hit the big time with You Don't Mess Around with Jim in 1972, Jim Croce released a mostly acoustic record with his wife Ingrid in 1969. And this is the first song from that original release. It was just called Jim and Ingrid Croce. This is a great song called Age.
I've been up and down and round and back again. So many places I can't remember where or when. And my only boss was the clock on the wall and my only friend never really was a friend at all. I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my ideals in that long tunnel of time. I've turned inside out and round about and back and then found myself right back where I started again. Once I had myself a million, now I've only got a dime. The difference don't seem quite as bad today. With a nickel or a million, I was searching all the time. Something that I'd never lost or left behind. I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my ideals in that long tunnel of time. I've turned inside out and around about and back and then found myself right back where I started again. Now I'm in my second circle and I'm heading for the top. Learned a lot of things along the way. I'll be careful while I'm climbing, cause it hurts a lot to drop. When you're down, nobody gives a damn anyway. I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my ideals in that long tunnel of time. I've turned inside out and around about and back and then found myself right back where I started again.
Matthew Sweet's breakout album was his third album, Girlfriend, released in 1991, and it's a great record, but one song always stood out for me, the very last song on the record, a terminably depressing song called Nothing Lasts.
Could stop time and make it up. If two could realize the best of luck. If I could locate God above and you only wanted to be loved, then I'd try to hang on to the past. You know that nothing, oh no, nothing lasts. I
go. I've waited for you here, but you never showed. Although I asked you to let me know, I only felt a cold wind blow. While I tried to hang on to the past, you know.
Leonard Cohen was a poet who, in 1967, started setting his poems to music, and the results were quite interesting. His first album, Songs of Leonard Cohen, is a pretty bleak affair, and I could have played almost any song from it, but I picked this one, Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye by Leonard Cohen.
I love you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest they smiled like me and you, but now it's come to distances and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Loved you in the morning, our kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest they smiled like me and you. Let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
Uncle Tupelo were an indie country rock band who, for their third album, decided to make an all-acoustic album, which they recorded in 5 days, which is why it's called March 16 to 20, 1992. I'm a big fan of Jeff Tweedy's originals from this album especially. Let's hear one called Black Eye.
He had a black eye he was proud of, like some of his friends. Made him feel somewhere outside of everything and everywhere he'd been. Like his brothers, he emptied himself and played it safe. Like their father, he wanted to remember, but he almost always forgot what he was gonna say. Black eye. When he realized that this one was here to stay, he took down all the mirrors in the hallway and thought only of his younger face.
Elliot Smith was in a Portland band called Heat Miser, which obviously was named after the greatest character from The Greatest Christmas Special, and when his first solo release, Roman Candle, came out, it was originally a cassette-only release on a Portland label called Cavity Search. I had that cassette at the time, and I actually got to see Elliot Smith play a small club in Madison when his third album, Either Or, came out, just Elliot and an acoustic guitar. I was standing right in front of the stage. There were probably less than 50 people in the club. Most of them were talking instead of listening to the music, even though now they probably all brag that they were there. Of course, because Elliot Smith eventually found fame and a major label deal after Good Will Hunting and started to flesh out his up until then mostly acoustic sound. I'm going to play a song from the last album that was released before his death. This is a great album called Figure Eight. And a great song from that record by Elliot Smith called Somebody That I Used to Know.
I had tender feelings that you made hard, but it's your heart, not mine, that's scarred. So when I go home, I'll be happy to go. You're just somebody that I used to know. You don't need my help anymore. It's all now to you, there ain't no before. Now that you're big enough to run your own show, you're just somebody that I used to know. Watched you deal in a dying day and throw a living past away. song. You can be sure that you're in control. You're just somebody that I used to know. Think you did me wrong, and I can't stay this math alone. Keeping a hold of what you just let go. You're just somebody that I used to know.
Ron Sexsmith is a Canadian singer-songwriter. He's released 12 albums to date, about pretty good stuff. I'm not a devoted fan, but there's one song from his first album. The record came out in 1995, and this song just kills me. I really love it. Great, great song called Words We Never Use by Ron Sexsmith.
I can't understand this sadness here. Sorrow's rolling in from where's unclear. But I know there's a reason for all. I know you've been hurt by words I've said, but more by the time I turn my head, for the willow of your smile is sure. Words we never turn in the face of what is real. When our love's made an offer we can refuse, so let's try for the word.
Loudon Wainwright III is an amazing singer-songwriter. His first album came out all the way back in 1970, but he's still around and one of my favorites. In fact, I'm planning on devoting an entire episode of the podcast to his work eventually. But for now, let's hear one of his greatest songs, in my opinion. I had the pleasure of seeing him play this song live, just him and an acoustic guitar, at an in-store performance during South by Southwest back when this album came out. It's an album called Little Ship. It came out in 1997, and it's one of his very best albums. And this song is just really a great example of his great songwriting, humorous and sad at the same time. So check it out. This is a song by Loudon Wainwright III called So Damn Happy.
Sad thing is I'm so damn happy. Who'd blame her if she were to slap me? The sun should not shine when there's rain. I should be in a lot more pain. At least I should feel slightly crappy. But the sad thing is I'm so damn happy. And the worst thing is it's so much better. That admission would upset her. But it's true and it's beyond belief. What I feel is sheer relief. I may regret the day I met her. And the worst thing is it's so much better. Comic that it's all so tragic. It's that humdrum novel, old black magic. Let's have a laugh after we cry. Let's hope we live before we die. The silly clown's red nose is running. And it's tragic that it's all so funny. It's crucial that it doesn't matter. Vows of love are idle chatter. To feel this good has to be bad. I'm so damn happy that it's sad. Dear listener, would you like to slap me? The sad thing is I'm so damn happy. Yes, the sad thing is I'm so damn happy.
Jack Logan was a songwriter out of Georgia, and in 1994, Twin Tone put out a 42-song collection, which was culled from over 600 songs that Logan and his friends had written and recorded between 1979 and 1993. This is a song from that collection, which was called Bulk. It's called Shrunken Head.
Hey.
She told her mom not to worry. 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 Round she goes with a living band, black lipstick and a cigarette, and a half-closed eyes are deeply set, and a stare I quote from a shrunken head. Shrunken.
Phil Oakes, O-C-H-S, Phil Oakes, is another guy that I need to devote an entire episode of the podcast to at some point. He was a very talented, eccentric, and opinionated songwriter, active in the New York City folk scene of the 60s, a friend and peer of Bob Dylan's. His last album came out in 1970, and he committed suicide in 1976. Phil Oakes was definitely a troubled soul, and it came through in his music. I'm going to play a song from his 1966 album, Phil Oakes in Concert. Great song called When I'm Gone.
There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone, and I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone, and you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't feel the flowing of the time when I'm gone. All the pleasures of love will not be mine when I'm gone. My pen won't pour a lyric line when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't breathe the bracing air when I'm gone. And I can't even worry about my cares when I'm gone. Won't be asked to do my share when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be running from the rain when I'm gone. And I can't even suffer from the pain when I'm gone. Can't say who's to praise and who's to blame when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. Won't see the golden of the sun when I'm gone. And the evenings and the mornings will be one when I'm gone. Can't be singing louder than the guns while I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. All my days won't be dances of delight when I'm gone, and the sands will be shifting from my sight when I'm gone. Can't add my name into the fight while I'm gone, so I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. And I won't be laughing at the lies when I'm gone. And I can't question how or when or why when I'm gone. Can't live proud enough to die when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it while I'm here. There's no place in this world where I'll belong when I'm gone. And I won't know the right from the wrong when I'm gone. And you won't find me singing on this song when I'm gone. So I guess I'll have to do it. I guess I'll have to do it. Guess I'll have to do it while I'm here.
And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with another song by Steve Forbert, who we heard from earlier. This song was originally released on his 1995 album Mission of the Crossroad Palms, but the version I'm going to play is from a live radio broadcast in Austin, Texas around that time. This, to me, is a perfect example of just great songwriting. Clever, great melody, cool riff. It's got it all. This is a song by Steve Forbert called It Sure Was Better Back Then. Till next time.
Working on a Georgia line to live long day. 99 degrees and only half past May. Nailing down the metal with the cross top boots. I had creosote all over my shoes. I hated it, you know. Now I find I miss it every time my little pension check rolls in. Of course I had it bad. Not as bad as this is. It sure was better back then. It sure was better back then. Working in the rain beneath the surplus tarp. Farming in the wagon, twang the sad Jew's harp. Passing out at night, still in my mud cake jeans. I was living off of berries and beans. I hated it, you know. Now I swear I miss it. Every time I look down at my pale white skin, of course I had it bad. Not as bad as
be back.